receiver do that?
Man, you know, it's huge. You can't say enough about Jordan. You know, the way he worked this week in practice, I don't know if I've ever seen anyone work as hard as he did. And it paid off tonight. He played great. I mean, that last play, you just can't say enough about the route and then the finish afterwards. I mean, I couldn't be happier for him.
Did you really tell him in the huddle after the, when they were reviewing the play that you were going to go his way?
Yeah, I told him. You know, I got the call from Chip, and I came to the huddle, and I said, hey, I'm coming to you. Win right here. And sure enough, he ran a great route, and then obviously the run after the catch was huge.
So that huddle and stuff helps?
Every now and then, yeah.
What did you see when you looked downfield? You threw it before Jones fell down, right?
I thought Jordan did a great job. You know, it's obviously a route where he's trying to sell like an over and then come back out of it. Jordan was patient, sold it. You know, I thought he had Jones turned a little bit and then did a great job coming out of it.
Sam, does it ever feel like you're back in college out there throwing it up to DeMarcus?
Sometimes, yeah. I think I'm a little bit over that now, but, you know, when we first got to Philly, you know, training camp, OTAs, you know, it did feel, you know, a little bit like college.
I think you totaled your first half production just in that opening drive in the third quarter. You know, what clicked for you in the offense in the second half?
So we hit the, that was the big play to DeMarco, and then which one?
That was the pass down the side.
Yeah. I think it was just, you know, guys winning, you know, finally got an opportunity to push the ball down the field, created some explosive plays. And, you know, I thought, you know, for the first time, you know, in a few weeks, we really utilized our tempo the way we wanted to tonight. We did it in the first half, and then in that drive, you know, I felt like our guys did a great job. You know, we played fast. We played, you know, the way we want to play, and I think it made a difference tonight.
What did you tell the guys? You win a coin toss, you get the ball, you don't have to score a touchdown, the game's over.
Yeah.
Did you say anything to your guys when you start that series for that drive?
Yeah, I mean, I said, let's go end it right here, and I think everyone said the same thing, and, you know, we knew that that's what we wanted to do. We had the opportunity to do it, and, you know, fortunately, we were able to.
Have you thrown an overtime touchdown pass in the pros?
No. I think that would be the first one, yeah.
As a quarterback, is there anything different about those late game situations compared to first quarter, second quarter?
Not really. I mean, you still try to keep everything the same. We put a lot of emphasis, you know, on our clutch situations, you know, whether they be at the end of the game, you know, and I think because we work on it so often, you know, it feels normal when we're out there doing it, and I think that's the way you want it.
A lot of concern about sort of the unsettled nature of the offensive line, guys in, guys out. I mean,
cool.
Don't know what you're going to get, but you've got a pretty good job.
Man, those guys, you can't say enough about those guys, the way they played tonight. The way they protected me, the way they blocked in the run game. In every facet of the game, they played well tonight. And, you know, I know there were a lot of questions about that group coming into tonight's game. Obviously, Dallas has a good defense. They have a good front seven. You know, and I think those guys won the battle tonight, you know, and it all goes to them. You know, without them, we wouldn't have been able to do what we did tonight.
Did you have questions?
Not at all. You know, I told you guys earlier in the week, I thought we had a great week of practice. I thought, you know, it was one of our better weeks of preparation. You know, and it was nice to finally see it translate onto the field tonight.
Did you guys have an extra push with DeMarco coming back to Dallas?
I mean, I'm sure he had a little bit more, you know, fire in his belly tonight. But, you know, we knew this was a big game for us. Coming off the bye week, obviously a divisional game on the road. You know, we needed this one. And hopefully this, you know, gives us some momentum going into the second half of the year.
Were you pretty happy to be on the field for that fourth down instead of you guys punting away?
Yeah. Obviously, you know, especially, you know, I think that just shows the confidence that coach had in the guys up front. You know, he had the confidence that they were going to win those matchups and get the push, you know, and then a great job by Ryan, you know, obviously, you know, finding a hole, pushing it up in there and getting the yard we needed.
After the Carolina game, you were tough on yourself. What does this game do for you?
You know, it's a great win for our team, you know, most importantly, but, you know, I'll look at the film. You know, it's obviously nice to come out and play the way I did tonight, but, you know, in this league, you can't get too high, you can't get too low. You know, we got a big one next week, so, you know, I'll watch the tape, see what I need to, you know, correct what I did well tonight, and just get ready for the next one.
Two more guys.
Knowing that you can't rest on it, I mean, do you feel a sense of relief that it clicked in and that things started humming?
Yeah, you know, it was nice. You know, hopefully this is something that we can build off of. Hopefully it's something that, you know, we can carry into next week. But, you know, I think it's like Coach talks about, you got the 24-hour rule, whether you win or lose, you know. You got 24 hours to be really happy, you got 24 hours to be really, really down. And then after that, you got to move on to the next one.
As a follow-up on Jordan, you said no one's worked harder than the way he worked this week. What does that mean? Did he do this week that was unique?
Oh, man. So I think it was Thursday in practice. You know, he had a drop in the red zone. And then after that drop, I think he took every rep on the offensive side of the ball, and then he took every rep on scout team going against the defense. And I don't know if I've ever seen a starting wide receiver do that. And it was just, you could see it in his eyes, his hunger to get out there and to fix it and to improve. And, you know, I think everyone on our team saw the way that he worked. And like I said, I couldn't be happier for that guy, the way he played tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you.